Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at the StarNet meeting in Carlsbad, California, and I'm with Richard Friedman and his son, Josh Friedman. How you guys doing?
Great, Kemp.
Doing great. Always great to be down here at StarNet and seeing you here.
Yeah. First bit of background, DFS Flooring, LA-based, top five commercial flooring contractor in the U.S. Tell us a little bit about the scope of your business.
We are a strictly commercial floor covering company. We have eight locations today, ranging from Sacramento to San Diego. We're also in Utah and Salt Lake City. We're in Los Angeles, and we are in Fresno, California. We have just added a location in Palm Springs and Palm Deserts. Love to have them on board, and very happy to have Jerry Flowers as part of the DFS family.
And how's business?
Business has been steady. It's had its ups and downs. There's a little bit of anticipation one way or another about the tariffs and what's going to happen regarding the tariffs, because it's hard to hold pricing in this environment. But everyone is working through it, and business has remained steady, and backlog has remained steady from last year. So overall, it could be worse, it could be better, but overall, we're pleased.
All right, the reason I wanted to talk, obviously father and son here, it's a little bit of a phenomenon in StarNet. Just to expand on this, you've got the two of you, then you've got Rob Haley and his son Jesse, you got Steve Cloud and his son Travis, you got Jim Van Auer and his son James, you got Chuck Bodie and his two children, Matt and Emily, and you know, this transitioning these businesses to the next generation. I wanted to talk a little bit about that. I also want to mention, Josh, that you are recognized by Floor Focus as being a Future Focus flooring leader under 40. So congratulations on that. Tell us how's it going. You start with you, Josh.
Sure. I mean, the transition's been amazing. You know, luckily I've got an amazing instructor and leader and my father to learn from, who is a pioneer coming from the DuPont, Paul Singer, learning that history, you know, getting the privilege to work in this business, having a teacher and a mentor like my dad has been an amazing introduction, has allowed me to take, you know, skills that I've been able to develop outside the company from, you know, prior work opportunities, but really then with his guidance and expertise kind of modernize and update the business and, you know, kind of bring youth into it while still holding that core culture that he built that's made us so successful. So it's been really a fantastic experience for me. I mean, something that I didn't realize I would enjoy as much as I can. And once again, you know, this crazy flooring business, you kind of, you get into it, you can't get out of it. You know, there's a lot of opportunity. I see there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of growth potential, you know, in general. Great place to make a living as, you know, a kid that's coming out of college, you know, or not college, and the ability to really form a career. It's not talked about enough, it's not respected enough, but the opportunity to do that is spectacular.
Well, I'm endorsing it. And let me just tell you, as you know, in StarNet, you've got these other private equity funded organizations that are getting big and offering succession to someone who might not have the beauty of a son like you. And this is, you know, a healthy way for this industry to continue to be privately held and continue to keep the core values that you have to have in the flooring business. Let me ask you, how do you split up the roles?
So basically what I call myself, the only way to split up the roles is I'm the glorified secretary. My father walks in on the day, decides what he's going to do, and every other responsibility is mine. And what my responsibility is on Monday is going to be different on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So what do I do? You would have to ask him what he's doing today, and I'll tell you what, based on what he's doing, I'm doing everything else.
So, Kemp, as long as I can get to the tennis courts by 6 o'clock, I will do whatever I need to do, and Joshua can do the rest, as far as I'm concerned.
Is this a.m. or p.m., 6 o'clock?
P.M.
Putting in a full day. You bring up tennis. I'm glad you did, because both of you all play tennis. Which one of you is beating who now?
Oh, that's a silly question to ask. I mean, of course me.
I still need to get a paycheck, and he still has the signing power. So, yes, of course him.
How often do you talk?
We basically regularly talk every single day. I start my morning kind of catching up with him, spending the time, understanding what's going on, and then really at the end of the day, debriefing. So, you know, obviously with the chaos of the day, we're focused on getting everything done. But the ability, as I said, in the morning before the day, I would say really, really starts. And then at the end of the day, when kind of things have calmed down. So it's a daily communication. And really what it is, it's going in there for the coaching. It's for the advice. It's for the expertise. You know, the one thing, I don't care how smart you are in this business. I don't care what background you come out. Nothing replaces experience. Nothing replaces 40 years of knowledge, of know-how. The fact that he happens to be pretty smart is an added benefit. But his insight and knowledge of how to solve problems in a creative way that every single time I bring it to him and I go, I never would have thought of that, is really the key of what every day we're talking about.
Pretty smart. That's an understatement. let me just ask you, what have you suggested that the company do that he said, okay, let's try that? Can you name one?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that he's allowed me to do is bring youth into the business. And by bringing youth into the business, my generation, the younger generation, has a very different way of working, of how they go about, which really kind of conflicts and combats. So one of the things that we've done actually in trying to mold the generations is kind of create teams where you stick an older salesperson with a younger salesperson. I think when the idea was first brought up to my father, he goes, that's the craziest thing I've ever, there's no ways in a million years that would have worked. And it's been one of the biggest success drivers that we've had, because the same way he's found his succession plan is the same way some of our more senior salespeople have found their succession plan. That idea of bringing the team camaraderie, where something we all looked at and we said, there's no way this is gonna, has been one of the greatest mending of the old and young generation, and putting that together and putting that coaching together, and has been the biggest win-win.
As you were growing up, did you always think you'd do this? Because I know sometimes during certain levels of maturity, no way I want to do that. But talk a minute about that.
So I think knowing whether or not I wanted to come into the business, I wasn't always 100% sure. I knew, I always looked up to my father as my advisor when it came to business. So I think when the opportunity presented himself to be able to join the company, it became a no-brainer. But I always knew that in some way, shape, or form, I wanted to be involved with business with my father, whether it was flooring or something else, so be it. But I wanted to be able to have the opportunity to work with him and learn from him. Flooring just happened to be the place that we made it.
And if I could just add something to that, I was adamant that Josh, after he finished playing tennis, was not going to come straight into the business. So consequently, he went and he did his CPA. He became a California CPA. And then he went and worked in real estate, because I was adamant until the age of 30, he had to go and get outside experience and not just understand the way we're doing. And from my perspective, that stood us in really good stead, because he's learned the ways other businesses works effectively and non-effectively.
So Josh, I understand there's another generation that might ultimately come back in to run this company, what, 30 years from now, right?
Well, hopefully even quicker than that. But yeah, we were very lucky to make my parents into grandparents late December. My brother then shortly followed thereafter, had his kid in late January. So the good news is that if this generation doesn't work, at least we have a backup plan for that next generation after that.
So it's Leo and Leon, right?
Leo and Liam, yep. Luckily enough, my brother and I live down the street from each other, live very close to them. Two of them are going to be playing a lot, and hopefully we make them into little flooring experts sooner rather than later.
Now, I understand you're celebrating a special day today, right, Richard?
I don't know if it's special, but another year, yes, it's special, yeah. So thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Thank you. Yeah, thank you both for spending time with us. Again, been talking to Richard and Josh Friedman, StarNet members and leaders at DFS Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.